Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
And halfway down the stairs, facing you, stands Strahd von Zarovich.
Oh my fucking god.
You dick!
Just absolutely break the tension of the moment.
His eyes are burning red, like
throw a fork
red
through him
with anger. He says,
"Lank is going to charge him."
Okay.
Oh, what? Well, finish the description.
As you charge, he says, "You have worn out your welcome. Whatever gods you believe in cannot save you now."
Oh my god.
We're doing this on a staircase.
Yeah, he's halfway down. I would like everybody to roll initiative.
Oh no.
Right. Mongrel folk are looking pretty good now.
Shut up, Bathwack.
Bathwack is so happy right now.
This is turning into his windmill moment.
Oh, we should have gone after the mongrel folk. Don't go in the wind.
Sorry, okay. It's a total of 19.
Will?
Oh, sorry, 13.
Bathwack?
10.
17.
So, Lank, you are acting first, and you pitch yourself down the stairs, and as you do, your magic eye sockets detect that this is an illusion.
Oh.
Oh. They didn't detect that before I launched myself down the stairs.
No, you were too quick to be flippant and irreverent.
I told you to throw a fork through him.
I'll just swing at the illusion with my holy axe.
You swing at the illusion, it passes through, and it disperses.
Mm.
With a chuckle.
He's dead, let's get out of here. More illusions, more tricks, more bullshit. Shall we continue down the stairs? I'm glad we all rolled initiative on that one.
I mean, yeah, I guess. If this
Lank's going
to
use
doing
his momentum and just keep running down the stairs.
Oh my god, wait! Katie, we're not going to even see him. He's going to run so far. Oh my god. Because I am not running after him. No way!
Alright. Well, Lank is charging
we're
down the rest of the stairs.
Though?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh!
Ow!
Alright. So, you charge down the stairs. The bottom is opens up into a large 30-foot square room, rising to a 20-foot tall flat ceiling. A stone brazier burns fiercely in the center of the room with tall white flames. The rim of the brazier, if you approach, you notice is carved with 7 cup-shaped indentations spaced evenly around the circumference.
I'm so sorry. 7? Say this again?
No, 1 for each cat.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Maybe we were supposed to bring the cats down here.
So.
Oh, I see it. I'm sorry. I wasn't used to this showing up. Okay.
You came into the room sort of in the northwest corner.
Okay.
I'll describe what you can see far away first. Overhead, above the brazier, is a wood-framed hourglass as tall and as wide as a dwarf. And you're like, hey, that's a Lank-sized brazier.
Whoa.
It's hanging 10 feet above the brazier, suspended from the ceiling by thick iron chains.
Whoa. How far has the sand gone down?
All the sand seems to be stuck in the upper portion of the hourglass.
Huh.
You can see sort of glowing on the base of the hourglass. Looks like some words written, but you can't see from the distance from the bottom of the stairs. You'd have to approach closer. And then in alcoves on the east and west sides of the room, stand 2 9-foot-tall iron statues of knights on horseback, poised to charge with swords drawn, facing each other. So sort of on opposite sides with the brazier in between. Mm. As you get, if you approach the brazier, around the sort of rim of it are carved 7 cup-shaped indentations, spaced sort of evenly around the circumference. Within 3 of the indentations are spherical stones, about twice the diameter of a human eyeball, and they are made of different colors. They're different colored crystals. You see a red, an orange, and a yellow.
So in only 3 of them.
Correct. 4 are empty.
And is it kind of like the Eye of Sauron kind of thing, where it's like there's this cup shape, and then there's this ball near the top of the
It's just kind of sitting in the
rim.
Indentation. Of
it's
the,
in it.
Yeah, around the edge of the brazier itself.
Where are the indentations? I keep missing that part. Where?
Around the rim of the brazier.
Which is burning.
Yeah, there's a flame in the center of it burning.
It's like a solid brazier. Like a solid bowl,
yeah.
And then indentations in the rim
on
the
rim
bowl.
Of it, yeah.
So it's
7
like it's scalloped.
With 3 stones, okay.
Are the cups up?
They're kind of carved into the edge, the rim of the brazier.
So it's like a big thick bowl with thick edges and holes in the edge.
Yep.
Where the stones...
indentations, not like actual, okay.
Yeah.
I thought
if you took like an ice cream scoop and scooped out little divots around the rim of the brazier.
Okay.
And there are 3 colored balls in 3 of them.
Yeah, like crystal, looks like colored crystal or something. Yeah. Not like gems, they're like spheres. They're not faceted.
Okay.
And like I said, there's writing on the hourglass if anybody
look at the writing.
Is brave enough to approach.
Well, if we're all
if there's
going
7 of...
Go ahead.
If there's 7 of them, is it possible that the witches were using this for something too?
Mm. It's a lot of 7 stuff. Or maybe just 2 things, but it seems like a lot because it's 2.
The other thing I'll say is, just so you know, I will describe the writing in a moment. There are, besides the opening you came from, there are 3 closed doors. There's 2 in the north wall, 1 in the center, 1 on the right, and you came in on the left. And then there's 1 in the center of the south wall.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you approach and read the writing on the hourglass, it is what it says is, cast a stone into the fire. Violet leads to the mountain spire. Orange to the castle's peak. Red, if lore is what you seek.
Lore? Like
lore.
The story?
Lore.
Okay.
L-O-R-E. Green, to where the coffin's
That's all
eye.
Spelled out. Lore, you know, like history.
Idiot. Green, to where the coffin's hide. Indigo, to the master's bride. Blue, to ancient magic's womb. Yellow, to the master's tomb.
Oh my god, it's the flu powder.
Yes, it's the stuff in the...
It's
the,
yeah.
Also, when you get close, this flame, though it's blazing bright white, huge flames, you feel no heat from it.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's weird.
Okay, so there's only 3, and the colors are red, yellow, and orange, right?
So correct. What are the options?
So someone's already used the indigo, which gets to the, I'm assuming...
Bride.
Granada. What's her name? Grimelda?
Gertruda.
Granada.
Or maybe it goes to Esmeralda. I don't know. Or not Esmeralda. Irina. Man, all these stupid names.
So red was the... Masters.
Red, if lore is what you seek.
Okay.
Orange, to the castle's peak. Yellow, to the master's tomb.
So, but
oh.
I'm going to make note of the ones that have already been used. Someone's already used the other 4.
Right. Violet leads to the mountain spire. Green, to where the coffins hide. Indigo, to the master's bride. And blue, to ancient magic's womb. They're all out of order, but... Those are the ones that are not there.
Gross. Who wants to go to the womb?
Well, we've been trying to get to the top of the tower. That seems to still be an option.
Let's get lore first, right?
That's a good point.
Let's arm ourselves with information, my friends.
Wait,
should we just throw it in, or...
Should we wonder... Wait a second. Are we wondering is this something that Strahd uses? And if Strahd set this up, or like, how, what is this? This is so bizarre. Like, Strahd can fly. Do we think that he uses this to like go to his own bedroom when he wants to? It's kind of weird, right? Like,
yeah, why are it, but why wouldn't the stones be reusable then?
Right. Why?
Let's just try the lower one. It seems safe enough, right?
As far as anything seems safe in this place.
Oh, if lore is what you seek, do we seek lore?
Wait. Will that send us back to that library?
Oh, crap.
If lore is what, if it's a teleporter.
Yeah, it seems to be a teleporter.
We've passed a couple, but the one that immediately came to mind was at the Amber Tamblyn. That library that nobody could read.
That's true. Oh, yeah, I don't think we want that, right?
We don't want to go back there.
And what is this mountain peak? We don't want a mountain peak.
The castle
peak. But we can't do it, because that's...
The castle peak, right? Is, I think, where we're trying to get.
Yeah, that's born like, to the castle was the first peak. One, but we don't
Violet,
have a...
Violet is mountain spire. Anyway.
My guess is we can only pick one.
How about we pick none, Will says.
Well, let's check out these doors.
Yeah.
Can I wriggle my nose and try to make all three open at once?
Yeah, give me an arcana check. Usually you can open one at a time.
9.
All right. You wiggle your nose and the south door opens.
Mm. Well, I got one.
You're disappointed.
Is there anything that floods out and attacks us?
Nope. Nothing
can
visible.
Can we see from where we are?
You can see through a little bit.
Will, what do you see in that door?
Hmm? What door? Ah! A door's open! Sorry, I was reading about all of these things. Again, I just keep reading it. Do I see anything?
You can see through, and you see a, in the darkness, what looks like maybe a, some sort of curtain.
Oh.
A few feet into the room.
It's a curtain.
It's hard for you to tell without putting light in
there. Probably hiding something horrible. Like my severed head did that one time. Remember that? Good times.
Oh, yeah. I remember that curtain.
Good times. Well, what is this place? If this could take us to the tomb, this probably isn't leading us to a tomb, right? Because, like, otherwise, why would they have the tomb, like, right here and waste a teleportation spell, right? I mean, right? It's, like, right it's down like, there.
It's like the teleporting in Spaceballs, where it's, like, 5
right,
feet away.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Maybe we should wait to use it.
Right.
No more beaming. This time I'm just going to walk.
I'm going to wriggle my nose again and try to open the other two doors.
All right. Now that you're concentrating, the other two fling open as well. They both lead to staircases.
Oh.
The one in the middle looks like a sort of a straight sort of just flight of stairs leading up.
Hmm.
And the other one looks like the start of a spiral staircase also leading up.
Up. Weird. What spiral. Is this room? Should we check out the curtain? It's probably someone else's severed head, right?
Does anyone have a long stick we can poke at it with?
Yep, I got my pike.
Oh, pike. That's right.
Lank's gonna go over and pike that curtain.
All right.
Can I nab, like, with sleight of hand, the yellow one without anyone seeing?
Sure, you can try.
I just don't want someone... That's the one that goes to the tomb. Yeah,
Master's
I just...
Master's tomb.
I don't want someone throwing it in there without me knowing, and then me getting sucked down to the tomb.
What if just taking it is going to cause it... Oh, but I don't see you do it, so I can't see that.
But it said throw it in the fire, didn't it?
So the first line of the thing says, cast a stone into the fire.
Yeah.
It did. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. Sleight of hand. Woo! 24.
Is anyone actively watching Will or the stones?
No.
I can feel his emotions.
I should have been.
We should have set a watch.
You'll note that it's not what I asked.
Would I be inclined to notice his emotions swing around and look?
I mean, with a 24, I think part of sleight of hand is probably masking. You're just trying to be... You feel like Will is being... casual.
Yeah.
That's always a bad sign.
Yeah, you don't notice a switch in his emotions, so.
Okay.
And Lank, you poke the curtain, which you are able to tell with it is, it looks like a red velvet curtain, stretching floor to ceiling and wall to wall in this adjoining room.
And behind it is a
room.
Red velvet cake. Guys! Good news!
It's bullshit chocolate! you poke the curtain and it acts like a curtain. You don't feel like you hit any resistance behind it. Mm. Nothing springs out at you when you poke it.
Oh, so I don't see anything back there.
I mean, are you trying to sweep it aside? Like, I just thought you were just kind of.
Oh yeah, I was trying to push it. Behind curtain number push one it. Is.
Push it real good. You are able after. Way too much awkwardly trying to find it, like you always do with a curtain that meets in the middle and yep. overlaps across the through. It takes about 20 pokes.
I eventually just stab it near the top and rip the whole thing down.
You could hear the theater professional laugh in yep. Greg right yep. there. Yep. You knew what I was talking about.
Yep.
You're able to part the curtain. It takes about 20 pokes. And you reveal, looks like a large room beyond. I mean, you're able to see a little great. Bit. The
Does this place ever end?
Nope.
The floor continues onwards. You see maybe a couple chairs, but you'd have to proceed further in to, you're kind of just peering through a gap in the curtain that you've made with your pike.
It was not instant death.
No. Oh, good.
No, that you know of.
Is well, yeah. Well, this still was an instant. I may be dying, but I'm not dead yet.
Maybe you're all dead.
Oh, no.
I'm going to sort of mosey toward the curtain. Don't want to go too far, but I'd mm-hmm. kind of like to see what's going on here.
Okay. And you see that beyond the curtain, this room sort of extends further out into what looks like kind of like a balcony.
What?
There are two large wooden chairs facing away from you, side by side.
Oh my god.
The ceiling here is lower. It's only 10 feet high. And then beyond that, it sort of drops off into a much, much larger room.
Ooh.
It's hard to make out again. You'd have to proceed further
he
in
has
and
a
look
swimming
down
pool.
In. But yes, you can tell that the floor has at least got some water on it.
Oh, it is water.
Is that a guillotine?
It's hard to say from where you are. You'd have to get in there further, because that's down lower, the floor.
I'm going to come... Oh, wait a second. The last time I walked past a chair, I got slapped. I'm going to go over here to the wall, and then go down toward the edge of the balcony.
All right. Lank has disappeared through the door in the south and gone through the curtain, y'all.
I'll stay with him. Assuming everyone's going, I'll go with the group.
Bathwack's going, aren't you?
Yeah, I usually do.
All right. So then you all
activate regular bat thwack activity.
Can trail along behind big brave boy Lank. this balcony overlooks an even larger room, like I said, a 50-foot square room, the ceiling of which is festooned with hanging chains that look like thick black web strands. The balcony is about 7 feet above the water's surface. And you can see these sort of spread throughout the room, these sort of dark, low shapes in the water. If you get close and look out, the dark shapes are racks, Iron Maidens, stocks, and other instruments of torture.
What the fuck? And they have like a viewing chamber.
Within all of them lie skeletons of their, ostensibly their last victims. Their jaws frozen open in silent screams.
This is awful.
Finally, of note, in the eastern wall, there is an opening, and it looks like a passage extends.
I'm not sure I want to get into this water.
No.
Oh, yeah, we gotta go.
Based on, assuming the torture devices are sitting on the ground, you can't see the bottom from where you are, the water's too dark, but you would think that the water's maybe about 3 feet deep.
Ew.
Ugh. Oh, I can't get in. I'll drown.
Well, Lan can swim.
Anyone have a raft?
You probably do. You pull out an inflatable duck ring that you hop in.
Well, the taller among us could give piggyback rides to the shorter among us, and we could go investigate.
Do we really want to get in this water?
Well, I don't.
Bathwack instantly said we had to go. Is that what Bathwack said, or did
I
mishear?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was also imagining giving Lank a piggyback ride, and just like before when I was in the doorway and you like fit in between the gap in my legs, like now, anyway, never mind.
You also click, he also clicks on top.
Yep, yep. Exactly. Yep.
Lank is first going to take out one of the flowers he got from Rafina and a silver piece and leave a little offering for the people who were done in here. Because this disturbs him.
Assuming they didn't deserve it. Just kidding.
Lank's like, oh, you're right. And he takes back his offer. They were probably dicks.
Yeah, I'm going to lower myself down into the water.
Oh, God, no, no.
Let's just watch him swim around for a little bit. I'm staying on the dry land.
It's 3 feet deep. I'm not sure he needs to swim.
Water.
What happens? Does he get fried? Does it eat him?
The water does not eat Bathwack.
This is pretty wet.
Yep.
Yep. But I'm still here. Alright, well, is anyone... I'm going to start... I'm going to first wade over to the south wall. I want to see what else is there.
Okay. As you start wading through the room... You're sort of sending out, you know, ripples and waves through the through the water. And if anybody's looking, sort of in the northeastern corner near the rack that's there, you see something bob to the surface.
Oh no. Bathwack, come back.
Is there something I can stand on?
Come back, Whack.
Come back, Whack.
Let's see. I don't know. I can't control my icon, so I wasn't paying attention to where I am.
Yeah, I wasn't really worried about that either. But okay. I mean, in terms of, there's no like things made for standing on. I mean, there's things in the water that you could probably get up out of the water on, but there's not like any platforms or like stools or anything.
Yeah. Like, can I try to stand up on the surface of one of these racks?
Sure.
All right. And see if I can get a clearer view of the thing that just bobbed out of the water.
Get out of its way!
Can anyone see what that is?
I'm going to point my billy club light at it in case Bathwack can't see, because I'm assuming he can't.
I mean, everybody's attention is drawn to it. Once you bring more light into the situation, it looks like a corpse floating face down.
Oh, gross. But, ooh, why did it bob up? Was something chewing on it? Get out of the water, Bathwack!
Maybe it's that thing that ran up the ceiling and trying to pretend it's dead.
Oh, I forgot about that thing, yeah.
Can I Eldritch Blast it?
You can Eldritch Blast whatever you want.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast it just to see.
Whatever I want, she blasts Lank.
Don't you think it's going to, like, electricity, it's going to, like, travel through the water and also Eldritch Blast Bathwack?
Well, maybe, but
we'll just have to try.
Warned him.
I'm willing to take that chance.
All right, so two beams. Oh, wow. One was a 14 and one is a 28.
Whoa.
Okay. Wow. Well, roll damage for both.
Oh, really? Oh, good. Okay. 3, 4, 7.
All right. The midriff of this corpse sort of pops open.
Oh!
And, you know, juices sort of mix in with the water a little bit.
It's Bathwack corpse soup!
Well, was that necessary?
Hey, I thought it was alive! And, dead. Something.
The top half sort of float with the force of it sort of floats away and bumps into the wall. Oh. And the legs... sort of tilt down and then sink under the water.
Oh.
So this means that this creature was recently tortured and killed because it's not a skeleton.
Yeah, is it not a skeleton?
And was it always filled with water here? Like, were they tortured in the water with these machines?
Hey, can I talk to it? Hey! Sorry! Just kidding. I guess if it's all juicy and it is dead, I could be like, hey!
You could.
And I'm going to do the thing. I'm going to gesture like, it's ridiculously. It's across the room now, though.
Got to get in the water for that, right?
No! I actually don't know what the range is. If it's too far.
It has a mouth.
Where would it be? Am I missing it? Let's see. I'm sorry.
But the whole bobbing thing, that's a good point, because it wasn't there and then it was.
10 feet.
Why?
You'd have to be down in the water.
Nope. Bye. Sorry. Bye.
Yeah, I'll carry you over there, Will.
No, thanks. Ha! Enjoy your swim. Sorry about that.
All right. Can I go over and hurl the corpse up onto the...
Sure.
All right.
The top half, anyway?
Yeah, I'm not going to go down and get the legs.
Can I try to blast it if he tries to hurl it up at me? I'm going to blast it.
Yeah, you can try to do that.
I was trying to make things easier for you.
What
Will.
Are we doing? Skeet shooting?
I'm not throwing it at me.
I'm not throwing it at you, no.
Well, that's what Will thinks. Go ahead and shoot your Eldritch Blast.
It just does depend. If he's just putting it up to try to talk, like...
He said hurl it up.
Were you throwing it?
Well, it's 7 feet up. That's about how tall I am. But, you know, I just have to, like, you know... It's like a layup, right? You know?
Or do you hook shot?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, do I have to roll to, I'll roll to
well,
see if
like
I get
sounds like he's more
his...
like heaving it up there.
Okay. To see if he's doing it in the way that he's thrown things at me before, like severed heads
Throw
and snowballs. Right.
Severed heads and snowballs.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's why I was going to Eldritch Blast it, because I thought you were just whipping it at me.
That was fun.
But if it's definitely, yeah. But if it
I'm going to do that again sometime.
Now? Are you doing it now?
No.
All right, yeah, so if I... Yeah, I feel like at first I'm, like, having that inkling that he's going to throw it at me, but then if I see him just not actually... Because he could whip that thing at my face, I'm sure. It's Bathwack. Wouldn't have been an enormous feat, so...
Whip it good.
All right, he heaves the top half of this corpse up there. Looks very rotted,
bloated if it's in the water.
Yeah, I mean, you released a lot of pressure by blasting open the largest cavity on it. But it does have a mouth.
Great. Well, anyone have any questions for this guy? For Soup? Soup Man.
We don't have real high standards, just gotta have a mouth.
That sounds like a motto.
Did anyone think of anything?
Yes, I had a bunch of questions. I wanted to know why he was tortured and if it was filled with water when he was tortured and how long ago was he tortured. But we can't trust anything he says, so...
Well, you can. It's just that they don't, like, come out with giant descriptions. It says usually cryptic.
And
brief.
Who was he? And who are his... And who tortured him?
Oh, no. Although... I bet Eric just read this. It says, answers are usually brief, cryptic, or repetitive, and the corpse is under no compulsion to offer a truthful answer if you are hostile to it or if it recognizes you as an enemy.
Well, it didn't
We may have
it
hit a
you,
snag.
Yeah.
You can first
this?
Maybe explain to it that you weren't...
I'm going to say that. No. I'm going to whisper and be disgusted by probably it's going to be stinky coming towards my face.
But, I mean, it was dead when you killed it.
Right. Right. I'll say...
It still is like, how dare you, sir?
All right. I will say, why were these people tortured? Or should I ask, why was it tortured, do you think? Why were these people tortured? Why were you all tortured? How about that? Why were you all tortured? Okay, so I'm doing my gesture, the stinky...
Just pure putrescence just floods into you.
Yep, it's fantastic.
Give me a constitution saving throw.
Uh-oh, I puked, don't I? Okay. Ooh, that was a good one! 21!
Yeah, you dry heave, but you're able to keep it down.
I love the sound of the water in the back.
I know!
I know, it's creepy.
And what is your question? I'm sorry.
Why were these people tortured?
We were bad.
Mm. Oh, for Pete's sake.
Hmm.
But it's more like, we were bad.
And then the jaw falls off and doesn't have a jaw anymore.
Ask you about the water.
Should I ask him what's in the next room? Or should I?
Yeah, try that. Why not?
What's in the next room?
Cells.
Cells? Excuse me? Cells?
Yes.
No, come on. That can't be my other question. I just couldn't hear you because I have my headphones on. I have to hear
fine.
Him.
Damn it.
You jerk. Should I ask about the water? Like, why? I feel like it's low lying. Maybe it's just fucking water. Like, I don't know.
But is it intentional water or is
but
there
what does
a leak?
That tell us? How about when was the last time Strahd was here? That's what Will's going to ask.
The real Strahd.
Yeah,
like
when
he comes here every morning and he pees off this balcony.
Oh, Pathway! Wow.
You're swimming inside pee.
It's just like an experiment he has. It's like, how long would this take? The hobbies of an immortal.
When was the last time you saw Strahd? Yeah, I would like to know if he has been here recently.
So what's your question?
When was the last time you saw Strahd in days? Math. Uh-oh. Ooh. He's going to do calculator. He's patting himself. He's probably looking for a calculator.
Yeah, but I don't have one handy.
I'm sorry. I don't have. There's calculator right there. I always keep it on the
it's
thing.
It's not there. We have a new computer.
Oh, you didn't add it yet. Because you're like, Katie, why do you use the calculator?
What are you, an idiot?
Yeah. Why can't you just do math in your head? Like how many days Strahd has been since he's been down here?
How long has it been since you've seen Strahd? In days!
In days.
In days.
In days.
157,432.
But is that just in this room?
How many is that? 157,000?
That's 4,300 years.
So thousands of years?
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Take off a zero.
440 years.
14,000 something
whatever
days.
I said. Take off a digit.
So hundreds of years.
Nearly half a millennium.
430, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, like, would anyone be able to puzzle that out? Would any of us be able to do that math?
Lang's an idiot savant.
Because, like, I do money stuff, probably. I might know a little bit about that. I don't know. Bernard would immediately know how many years. That's
true.
What Bernard did.
Yep.
He was a bookkeeper.
Rafina has an abacus.
400 years. Yep, she's click-clacking away. Click-click-click-click-click-click-click-click-click-click-click.
Bethak's looking at his six fingers.
Six. Everything's got to be base five.
So Bernard tells me that's okay. You guys. Over 400 years since Strahd has been down here.
So it's definitely not his pee.
So big relief there.
Okay, so let's decide which other questions to ask among the following. Who did the actual torturing? Who are you, this person who's dead? Where's Esmeralda? And is Strahd actually in the castle somewhere?
Well, I don't think he would know where Esmeralda is because I don't even know if you would have been able to answer that question about Strahd. Because he was dead. So, like, he wouldn't know if Strahd was here. I mean, I guess it's, like, up to you as the DM. Like, would he know that?
What?
That Strahd hasn't been here for 400-something years?
You asked him when the last time he saw Strahd was, and he said 150, blah, blah, thousand.
Okay.
But that means he's that old. But he has flesh, so how is...
Oh, so that just tells us... Wait a second. That just tells us that he died that long ago. But why are you looking like a corpse? I guess he was preserved in the water? I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. This is too much science for D&D, you guys. Let's give my husband a break. I'm so mean to him. I'm like, listen, none of this makes any sense. Oh, he's just...
Or does it?
I don't know. We're in a vampire's castle.
You all are acting like you know what's going on.
Yeah, of course we don't know what's going on. Okay, so...
I want to know if the water's intentional.
Okay, why is all this water here?
I don't know.
Maybe we can ask him about the torch in the other room, the brazier.
Ooh.
Yeah, good.
Well, what could I ask?
Tell us all about the brazier in the other room.
Yeah.
Good question. Should we just walk into the next room and see what's going on?
I don't want to walk in that room.
By we, I mean me and Bathwack.
You mean Wade?
Well, Bathwack's going to carry me.
Oh, right. You're going to click onto his head.
Together we are Voltron.
I maybe I'll just ask, like, how were you bad?
Yeah, go for that one.
I opposed Strahd's will.
Opposed Strahd's will?
Mm-hmm. So the torturing convinced him that he was bad.
Hmm.
And this putrescence floods out of your nose, and the face goes slack and rotty and lifeless.
And then I know his alignment and, you told me this, I know his alignment and name.
Oh, we decided that you just would know that offhand.
You told me.
I believe you.
That is what I know.
His name was Reginald. Reginald Terescu.
Okay.
And his alignment was true neutral.
Bye, Reggie.
Yeah, sorry I made soup out of you. Not really, you were already dead. Doesn't matter. All right, well,
so looks
let's
like
get out of here.
Lank is mounting up.
Gross.
What about Rafina and Will?
I'm not going in the water.
I don't want to go in that water. There's blood goop in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are heading it through the opening?
Yeah.
I mean, you're the wheels, Bathwack.
All right, should we go? We're going to leave this.
Yeah, let's do it. Since I'm sort of like riding here, I'm going to put my pike out in front like a jouster. In case there's something bad in the next room.
Right. Too bad we can't turn Bernard into an orca, then we could ride him over there.
All right, Will, keep Rafina safe while we're gone.
Bye, no guys. Problem. We have the bear. Neener, neener. Is he a bear right now? What is he?
Yeah, he's a bear, I think. Right?
I think so. I don't think you've changed him.
Yeah.
All right. So this opening leads to this long passageway, also filled with water on the same level as the room you came in through. It's sort of an arched hallway. Occasionally you just hear a thwick of a drop from the ceiling hitting the water below.
Hmm.
20 feet ahead, arched doorways lead downward from each side of the hallway, north and south. And in each one, you see an iron door that stands closed and partially submerged, obviously. Hmm.
Rusted?
From what you can tell, sort of especially the lower part seems to be suffering from rust, yes.
Okay.
And I want both of you to make perception checks.
That's not great. Bathwack should have brought somebody else. 11. That's a 5.
5 and 11. Okay. So, do you proceed into the hallway? What are you doing?
I'm going to poke at one of the doors with my pike. See if it just, completely disintegrates.
That would be up to Bathwack. Do you take him to a door, Bathwack?
Sure. Yeah, do you want to try to... Should we see if we can move these, or... push them or something?
Sure, yeah.
Break them? I don't know.
All right,
North or south? What do you think?
North.
All right.
Okay. So you head into the hallway towards the north door. About 10 feet in, you feel the floor underneath you shift slightly as you put your foot down, Bathwack.
Oh, dear.
And then suddenly, the floor opens beneath you. And you plunge down into a pit.
What?
Rafina and Will, you hear a large splash.
Oh my god.
From that direction. And you guys head down into the water, Lank and Batwhack. And then you suddenly find yourselves sitting in a prison cell.
Oh,
or standing,
gosh.
I guess, in the same position you were in, one on top of shoulders.
But it's full of water?
The cell has about 5 feet of water in it, and the door is locked in front of you.
So, like, they're a level below us now?
You don't know.
I'm just curious that they fell through a door on this level.
What happened, you guys were underwater, and then suddenly just instantly found yourselves in a cell.
So it's not like they went through the door.
You don't feel like you fell in physically into this cell.
So it was more like magical?
Yeah.
But we're not drowning.
No.
It's 5 feet deep. Okay.
Yeah, there's 5 feet of water in here, so it's a little deeper.
So we're actually in the north cell? Or we don't know where we are?
You don't know. If you look around, you're in a dark cell. You both can see in the dark now due to your gift and your cloak. You can see, looks like there's outside of the cell, there's looks like maybe a hallway, and there's other cells across the hallway from you. In the cells that you can see one directly across the hall, one to the left, and one to the right. They all appear to be unoccupied.
Oh, crap. Well, should we try to yell to them? Or, I have no idea where we are anymore.
Yeah. Rafina?
Can I hear him?
Will and Lank make perception checks?
Will and Lank?
Sorry, Will and Rafina.
Can I hear myself?
15, or 16.
19.
All right.
Ooh, fanciness.
You both hear faint yelling from the direction where they went and where the splash, the huge kaploosh, it's like a boosh, happened.
All right, Will, we gotta go.
No.
We gotta. And Rafina pushes Will as hard as she can into the water.
I cast fly! You're not falling in that water!
You were ready with that spell this whole time.
Yes.
I know you were.
Wait a second. You can fly and you've just been like, for Pete's sake.
I was gonna cast it on you too, but now I guess you've gotta swim because I can't cast it again. Thanks for pushing me.
So I can't go in that water because it's too deep for me. So I'm gonna have to float on, or Nick can put me on his shoulders, or
I can carry you.
Or can ride on the bear.
Bernard.
Oh, Bernard, I wanted to cast fly on you too, but then this lady pushed me in the water.
It's okay.
Oh yeah, it's okay?
I'll get in the water.
Fuck. Just wait here, I guess.
Okay.
Sorry I pushed you, Will.
I'm gonna remember that. When we're all eaten and I can fly away.
Our friends are in trouble and you weren't going to go help them. It again.
Nick has clambered down and he reaches up. Okay, Rafina, come on.
Oopsie-daisy.
He wasn't expecting you to jump right onto his shoulders. He was going to help you down, but he managed to take it.
Oh. I do a backflip onto his shoulders.
Hop, hop, hop. All right,
let's go.
But what happened to them? What do I do?
I don't know, because we don't want to proceed rashly, because clearly something went wrong.
Yeah.
So maybe we can hold on. Do you have a rope? Does any of us have a rope, or does only Lank have rope? Because Will could have a rope hanging down from where he's flying, and we could hold on to the rope just in case.
I have 10 feet of string.
That's useless, Nick.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay, I still like you. And she pats his head.
He smiles.
Let's see what else I have. Because
I have
a bag of
1,000 ball bearings.
We need to be anchored somehow.
Yeah, as I think about it, Bernard, I feel like, do you want to sit here by yourself or do you want to come with us?
What do you want me to do?
I don't want you. You're my brother. I know you're my familiar and technically you can do whatever I want. But I'm asking you if you want to stay here or if you want to get in this disgusting corpse bathwhack water.
I think I want to stay with you.
All right, I'm sorry. I was gonna cast fly on all of us.
He jumps down. Skaploosh.
Oh, yuck.
Bear in the water.
Okay.
Bear overboard.
Can Will just fly low enough to sort of like hang on to our cloaks or something?
Will I? Why don't we just go and then see what happens?
Well, do you want to be all by yourself, Will? Because if you don't look out for us, you're going to be all by your lonesome.
So you mean by my lonesome or fall into my death somewhere, right? Is that what
both.
What's the choice is? I'll prefer to be by myself, but okay.
I think that it's all bad.
Yeah, it's all bad for sure. Let's go. They were okay for a while. Where are you? Can we just start going and like calling out?
Yeah.
Like, where are you guys? I'll fly over. I mean,
all right. So you're starting to go. Lank and Bathwack, you hear this yelling. Where are you? So you know that they heard you.
Watch your step.
Watch your step, guys, in case you didn't hear that. Those who are stepping, watch it.
Are you guys just waiting in the cell? What are you guys doing?
We could try to bend the bars with the crowbar.
Yeah, maybe let's... Should we search around there a little bit first?
Or should we try what?
Try to get out. Should we search a little bit?
I can't imagine there's much in the cell. Well, yeah, let's look around. We're here.
There's 5 feet of water, so...
Are there fish?
Are there fish?
Like, there's nothing... I mean, I don't expect there to be anything useful in a cell to help us escape.
Is Lank, like, swimming? Like, he must be swimming, because he's not 5 feet.
Last I heard, he was on Bathwack's shoulders.
Oh, they fell and are still...
Uh-huh.
Oh, I did not realize that. I thought they fell.
So you start searching the small cell. It's 10 by 10, so it is pretty small. As you start moving around, you feel something shifting beneath your feet in the water, Bathwack.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Lank, there's something in the water.
Shifting.
I don't know what.
Feel like something like moving, like actively. It's like you're stepping on something that's shifting beneath your feet.
Ooh. Just like right before you fell.
Oh.
No, yeah, I mean, not just feels... like right before you fell.
Okay, I'm lying.
Like just like something sunk and then the floor disappeared. This feels like something shifting around.
So there's like an object in the water.
It feels more like stuff, like not like stepping on something rolling under your foot. It's more like you're kind of pushing something around underneath your feet.
Oh.
Well, there's something in the water. It hasn't bitten me yet.
Do you want to borrow my pike and put a stop to it?
I'll drag the tip of the sword around and see if I can fish out something while I'm making my way to the cell door.
It feels like you're dragging your sword through something. It feels there's like something sort of lining the floor almost, like stuff, like something regular, not like various, like not like junk, but like a layer of something on the floor.
Like sand?
Like that. You don't think it's sand, though. It feels bigger than particulate of sand.
Bones?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
You're not sure.
Oh.
You don't feel like individual clunks like hitting like a femur or a skull. Maybe like vertebrae, maybe. But you can make your way to the door.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just a nice rug.
Probably.
I'll just make my way over to the door. Let's ignore whatever nastiness is under the water. Lank doesn't have to worry about it at the moment.
Nope. Okay, so you're at the door.
It
is closed in front of you.
Well, Lank, I think I'm just going to grab it and see if we can move it.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, give me a strength check. At disadvantage, because you got Lank on your shoulders.
Lank can sort of climb onto one of the bars and hold on to stay out of the way.
Well, let's see how he does beforehand.
Yeah. Not so well. 12.
Yeah, the door holds firm. Doesn't budge. But it was kind of awkward with Lank on your shoulders.
Yeah. How tall are you, Lank? How well do you swim?
What was that?
How well do you swim?
Considering all the gear I'm carrying, probably not well. But I could just hold on to one of the bars.
Like a little lemur.
Alright, why don't we try that?
Okay.
Is it weaker below the waterline?
You don't know. You haven't reached below the waterline or whatnot.
Alright, well, the next
lock,
time I...
The lock itself is above the waterline.
Oh, it is. Alright. I guess I'm going to try to smash the door open above the waterline for now.
Okay. Give me another strength check. This time, a regular one. No disadvantage.
Oh, it was even worse than last time. Distracted.
Alright.
9.
You guys hear some clanking and thuds down the hallway.
Can I pinpoint where it's coming from?
Where are you?
I'm flying down the hallway.
Okay. It's coming from the north door in the hallway.
Okay. I am flying above the waterline. Can I fly, peek into that room, peer
in? The iron door is closed.
Oh, it's closed.
There's doors in the north. There's stairs that go down to a door on either an arched door in the north and the south, and they're closed.
But I thought they opened it.
They didn't get that far.
Oh, wow.
About 10 feet down the hallway, they stepped on something and kaplooshed.
Do I see that? Do I see an opening? Like, do I see anything? I'm going to keep flying down.
What do you mean? Where they disappeared?
Maybe I'm completely not understanding this, but yeah, I'm going down where I hear... Wherever I hear... What is going on?
I just haven't touched the computer in a while, so I went to sleep.
Wherever I hear that noise,
I'll show you on the map. Look. Right...
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong picture or something.
Now I can't... Oh, it's because I'm using the wrong tool. I'm going to show you roughly in the hallway where they disappeared.
Oh, see, I see Lank over here.
He didn't get that far.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong...
They were heading towards that door.
Okay.
And that's where I surprised them.
So there's no opening, like no water flowing or anything?
I mean, it's not still anymore, but it's not like it's rushing into an open hole or anything.
So we didn't see anything from where we were? We didn't see them disappear?
I mean,
we've been watching them.
The angle, you're up high. I don't know that you would have actually seen it happen.
And we hear them, but we can't see
Now you
see
can
anything.
Hear them through the north door in the hallway.
Through the north door.
Well, then I'm going to fly over to the north door. I'm sorry. Okay. That was very confusing because I see Lank over here. I thought he went that way and that's where they fell. So, okay, yes, I am flying over where the north door is and I'll try to push it open, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, the door is unlocked, and you're able to open it.
Uh-oh. That makes me nervous, and I turn around and I look for Nick and Rafina.
They're sort of waiting. Nick's waiting at the end of the hallway.
Oh, so we don't know they fell there. Shit!
You have a sense of where things happened. See, they didn't get very far in.
I'm so... really?
I probably didn't describe it very well.
It's just because I see the icon of Lank, and I think that threw me off, like, where they were.
I can move the icon if that's
going to... Now I get it, but before, that's why I sound like the biggest idiot, because I'm like, I don't understand how they're over there, and like, but they're not there. I'm confused. Okay, so... So as we make our way there... We want to check out... I mean, you guys are on the ground. You want to check out where... What do you guys see? If they disappeared around here, don't fall in any holes.
Okay.
Right?
You want us not to fall in any holes? Okay. Nick, did you hear that?
He starts poking at the ground, I guess, through the water with his rapier.
Yeah? Nothing?
I don't feel any holes. This feels a little weird. I can, like, push it down a little bit. The floor here.
Don't do it on purpose.
Don't do it. Can you get by there without stepping on that?
Try to feel around. It's kind of in the center of the hallway. I can kind of skirt around it.
Okay, or maybe just stay here and I'll try to open this door. Because it's open, but I don't want to die.
In there.
Oh, okay. Stay there. Don't move anymore. I'm going to open the door all the way and stick my billy clip in, see if I can see anything. All
right. Lank and Bathwack, you see a light appear.
Oh.
Like a light source down to your right. And you can't see it from where you are, but you see light appear sort of into the hallway. Basically, Will, down here, there's about 3 feet of clearance between the water and the ceiling.
Oh.
So the water's 5 feet deep, and you can see cells lining a hallway down past you. You see four on either side.
Oh, God. All right, I see cells.
Is the water murky and algae? Like, is it been there for a while?
This water is very, it's almost like opaque. Like, ew. It's not like a clear, nice pool of blue water. It's
such a pretty
dark
color in the picture. It's hard
to. Yeah.
It is dark water.
Well, if I'm talking at this entrance to them, can they hear me?
Yep.
If they're down that, can you guys hear me? I mean, I wouldn't say that. I don't know.
Yeah, you hear Will talking.
Hello!
You're there!
We are!
Okay.
You find them?
Yeah, I think so. Can I fly straight, like, laying down style and fly over
Superman
to where they are? Yeah, Superman it? Can I Superman it?
Do you, like, casually, like, sideways, like, leaning on your elbow?
Like eating grapes.
Yep. Oh, hey, guys! Looks like you got yourself in a cell. Oh, man. All right, yeah, like, what's around here? Do I see them?
Hey. You hear them. It sounds like they're most of the way down on the left side.
Okay. Shit. Well, okay, I'll go down there and look and be like, what's going on? How did you get in here?
They're in the cell that I just revealed.
Okay.
Three cells down on the left.
Oh, man, you guys. How did you get in here?
We found a place on the floor that moved.
And you're just here? That's so bizarre. Like, we're on the same level, right?
Mm-hmm. Slightly down. A couple feet down.
Did you slide down here? Like, what, was it a trap door or was it magic? What, hello? They're dead, Rafina, let's leave!
I can keep, I'm not sure. Bathwack, do you have a better sense on that? Because you're the one who...
He's biting his fingernails.
I'm not really sure. We just...
Part of the floor gave way, and then we were here.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the ceiling above you? Like, is there a door? Is there anything like that?
Oh, I could try to crowbar at the ceiling, rather.
Yeah, if there is one, that's what I'm... Is there anything in there with you guys? I shove my light in there, if that helps.
You don't see anything obvious in the ceiling. It looks like just a solid stone, flat ceiling.
And they can't open... You guys tried this door already, and I'm going to pull on the bars, and that's not going to do anything, because I have no...
Give me a strength check.
Oh, ha ha ha, what a joke.
At disadvantage, because you're trying to not
flying
touch the water.
Sideways, yeah. Oh, that was a good one, too. That was 17. And 5.
No, you do not open the door. I'm sorry, Will. You almost break a sweat.
Crap. What's
going on? Says
okay,
Nick.
Okay,
does anyone know how to pick locks?
Oh, Nick does, but is the
did
lock
you say my
lock
name?
Yeah, we did. They're in a cell down here. It's locked, I guess. I can't open it.
I can do that.
Okay, make sure you don't fall. Let me come back there. I'm going to supervise his path.
Will is such a micromanager.
I
Rafina
am, but
says
I don't want
Nick.
Anyone, I don't want anyone to fall into another. Then it's going to be only me outside of a...
And how are you going to prevent us from falling into a hole?
I don't know.
You're just going to watch us and tell us not to.
Sounds about right.
While
right
we fall into a hole.
All right, fine. Fuck you guys. Come on. Try to get over here. I hear that.
All right. So Nick keeps doing his sort of tap, tap, tapping routine going down the hallway.
Bernard's heaven's in there, door. Though. He can't. I tell Bernard to not. Can he swim over it? Or I don't want him to touch it either.
It's only about 3 feet. I don't think he'd be able to keep his body
Bernard,
off the ground.
Don't step on it.
Oh, yep, there's another one here.
Oh,
about
no
halfway from the first one to the door, sort of on the north side of the hallway.
Oh, no.
Nick finds one. Oh, and one right here, almost kind of in front of the stairs.
Oh, my God, you guys, this is horrible.
And he skirts around that, and he makes it to the stairs, and goes down. Rafina's nice and short, or else she'd have to duck to make her way through the doorway, but they fit just fine.
Yeah. Wow, he's like up to his chest or something.
It's five feet. So yeah, it's pretty
yikes
high.
Yuck.
And he's wading in, keeping his gaze down on the ground, tappa tappa tappa. He doesn't seem to find any, and he eventually makes his way up to you guys. All right. Oh, hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Are they okay, Will?
I don't know. I think Bathwack is dead.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
He sounds like a zombie.
All right.
He's underwater. He's lying down.
I'm tired.
He's lying down.
He gave up. He drowned. Oh,
so
no.
This door's locked, huh? Yeah. Tugs on it. Yep, it's locked.
So now, chicken fights, you guys. Chicken fights
through
as
the,
you open
the
door.
The bar.
Yep. Go.
What?
And go.
Chicken fight? What?
Have you never heard about a chicken fight?
You know what
no.
a chicken fight
in
is?
In a pool? You guys, seriously, have you ever
someone
lived?
Someone gets on someone's shoulder.
Have you ever lived?
It's when, like, it's usually, like, it's the a strong person holds a smaller person on their shoulders in the pool, and the top two people try to fight and push
the person
over.
I have never heard of that particular activity referred to as a chicken.
All right, what's the weird Lancaster term for it?
I'm not sure there is one. It was always just, hey, let's beat each other up on each other's shoulders in the pool.
Yeah, I've seen it happen.
I don't think we had a name for it.
Like, haven't you ever seen what chickens do when they get in the pool?
They stand on top of each other and slap each other with their wings.
Oh my god, I can't believe they've never heard of that term. That's
and it's
like...
not like... Obviously, it's not a regional thing, because we grew up in different areas.
They probably just...
are idiots.
Three against two. We win.
All right, listeners.
I love that. You chicken, have you never lived?
All right, I can see Will standing there being like, you guys don't know what a chicken fight is? Have you ever lived? God, don't you have pools where you're from?
And then he eats a grape.
And then he eats a grape.
That's a grape in his mouth.
I'm pretty sure Will is referring to cockfighting.
That too.
You just literally want them to
that
fight
too.
To the death.
Yeah.
Here, Rafina, can you hold on kind of how Lank is so I can focus on this block
Wait.
Here?
What do you mean, how Lank is? You mean, I'm clicked just... into his ears?
No, he's clutching the bars.
Oh,
on the side of the...
I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
What? Oh.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Zombie
Out
death
with it!
I just realized that it takes, you know, four people to do a chicken fight. And
yes.
I realized who the fourth person was. Since it wasn't Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Rafina.
Yeah.
I had pictured before... Bathwack and Link and Nick, but Nick having no chicken head like on top. But
so
Will
just Nick
but Will,
standing there.
But Will like floating there. So he would be like unbeatable, right?
Unbeatable chicken. Yeah. The unbeatable chicken.
It's for my entertainment. Come on.
Never part of anything.
You're not part of that.
Named after livestock.
I mean, can't Bathwack and Nick work together to open this door? One push, one pull. Come on, guys. Come on.
Well,
guys.
Nick's going to try to pick it like you wanted him to.
Oh. Okay. Cool. Go ahead, Nick.
Should I try to knock it down while he's trying to pick it?
That sounds like a great idea. Just shake it a lot while he's trying to make it happen. While this is happening, I mean, is anybody... Are you interested in anything else
in
here?
I'm looking around at these other cells while he's doing that. Absolutely.
Okay. So we'll get into that in a second.
Uh-oh.
Let's see how Howl Nick does. Alright, it takes him about 3 minutes. Mm. But he is eventually able to pick the lock. In that meantime...
Thank you!
Check out some of the other cells. While this is happening, before you guys are freed, are you just kind of bobbing around, peeking into the different cells?
I'm just floating around,
yeah.
Looking around, making sure there's nothing kind of come and
sure.
eat us.
Alright, so we'll start in the top left, the one to the... The right of their cell, looking in, it from where you can tell is empty.
Okay.
These are all filled with they're all level, so they're all filled with about 5 feet of water, 10 feet cells. So that one looks empty. Across the hall from that, the far one up on the right side appears to be empty.
Mm-hmm.
Across the hall from them appears to be empty.
Mm-hmm.
The next one down appears to be empty.
Empty.
There's something in there.
In the next one, I'm not going to reveal the whole thing because the image is kind of spoilery.
Oh.
Same size, but I only revealed part of it. Looks like there's something glowing in the water near the back of the cell.
What?
Looks like runway lights.
Yeah. Those are just the bars. All of those are bars. That's where the bars are.
Looks like runway lights.
Yeah. All right.
God,
it is.
The closest one on the left side is empty.
Okay.
And the one directly to the left of them, you look in there, otherwise empty. Clinging to the bars of this cell is a small rotting corpse.
Oh, a small one?
Yeah, from a, I don't know how close you want to get.
It does look like a kid. A kid?
Mm-hmm. If you get close to investigate.
Oh no, what?
What?
Will is mad. Yes, I'm investigating.
It looks like it's Nat.
What? I knew it was to be Nat.
Wait, what?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nat, who we left back with Blinsky?
No.
No, no, never mind.
That was Yeska.
That is fucking Nat. Oh my god, Esmeralda. No, I swear to god, Will is going to turn and be like, Esmeralda is evil. This is Nat in a cell. She said she returned him to Valaki. He is in the cell right here, you guys.
Maybe she's glowing.
We need to get out of here. There is no fucking point. We are not going to fight Esmeralda and Strahd. We are doomed.
And that's where we'll end it for tonight.
Fuck!
No, we're not ending.
Oh my god.
All right, the music stops again.
Why would Madam Eva... Maybe Madam Eva is the mastermind behind all this. Which I don't really believe, but... Why would she have us get Esmeralda?
Sense. Someone else come and look at this. Someone else look at this kid.
What was the exact phrasing of Madam Eva's prediction?
Someone who will fight... Who will help us in the fight against darkness. I'm going to look it up again. I'm going to look up the fucking... I am so mad. A Vistana wanders this land alone, searching for her mentor. She does not stay in one place for long. Seek her out at St. Markovia's Abbey near the mists. Wait, that's all she said. Oh, wait, this card. Okay. This card sheds light on one who will help you greatly in the battle against darkness.
That's vague.
So maybe it's going to be indirect help.
Maybe her mentor is Strahd.
Well, you guys are free from your cells, so you can come over and join in.
Can we not look into the one with the glowing now?
Can I open this door? Is it openable?
It is openable.
I can open it?
Mm-hmm.
What door?
That one is unlocked. The one with the corpse in it.
With the kid that's dead?
Yeah, with Nat in it.
I'm going to
grab... Why would it be open?
Because life is cruel and stupid, and this game sucks!
Well, if Nat can't open a door that's open... That's unlocked. What's wrong with him? I don't understand. Why is it all of a sudden unlocked?
He deserved to die. What a dumb kid.
What are you grabbing?
I'm going to grab like the back of his coat or shirt or whatever he's wearing. Okay. And I'm going to fly over there and I'm going to put him there. And I'm going to fly out of the castle.
As you grab him, you realize you're grabbing what looks like the corpse of a half elf.
Oh, wow. Okay. False alarm. I'm going crazy.
If Lang got a glimpse of this before Will touched it, you would have seen that this was an illusory image. It is a real corpse, but it's not Nat.
But it made her think it was.
Okay, it sorry.
Like yeah, Nat. I mean.
But still, I suspect Esmeralda.
And that's okay. Where we'll end it for tonight.
I was ready to kill her because she's a manipulative bitch. Turns out that was a mistake. I'm going to put down my torch and pitchfork for now.
Oh my god. Yeah, I think he was furious. Like, he was like, he was going to take that. Oh man, that was not good. And then he's going to throw the corpse down in disgust, and I feel like he's holding back tears because that's fucking ridiculous. That kid was like representational for him. That was not cool. That was not cool.
Now it's just some rando kid. You're like, okay.
Wait, this is a grown still a kid?
No, this is a grown.
Oh.
Person.
Okay. Now you really don't care.
Now I really don't care. Oh, that's terrible. Okay. Well, beyond that, Will says, slightly embarrassed. And choking back, like, literally trying to cover up the fact that he was about to cry, he's going to point out that there's a glowing thing in the end of this cell.
Roll a deception check.
Oh, okay.
All right. Also, Rafina, you know that Will was almost about to cry.
Okay, so that would be a very poor deception check, actually.
Will!
What? Stop it!
I have Kleenex.
Actually, I always am, even when I have a crappy roll, it's still pretty good. It's a 12.
A 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody would necessarily, Rafina definitely knows.
Okay.
Because of her connection to you.
Okay.
Will. Yeah.
That affected you greatly.
Yep, nope, but there's something glowing over there.
Did you know this half-elf?
Nope, not at all.
Rafina again, no clue.
She has no clue. Even though I blatantly said, this is not, it's not! And then I'm like, oh, never mind. Glowing thing.
I'm moving right along. Living in the moment.
Yeah.
But now Katie gets to decide when this episode ends.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It just was like too much. You can't. That was too big of a moment. Oh, my God.
No more dead kids. Can we write it into our contract? Oh,
know, that wasn't seriously. One.
Yeah, good.
So I didn't,
no
I
more
didn't,
allusions.
I didn't break the contact. Contract.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we'll end it for tonight.
They're just going to leave you just standing in 5 feet of water.
Yeah.
Everybody getting soggy wet.
Yep.
Except for Will.
Nope. I'm, yeah.
You're floating.
I'm completely dry.
Though, did you get into the water
when
you were overcome?
Well,
To go into the cell and grab him? Probably.
I opened the door and I was grabbing him. My arms are probably wet with this disgusting water. I wasn't like landing to pick him up. I was going to grab him out of the water because I thought it was very undignified.
It was.
And terrible.
Still is, but now it's just not Nat.
It's not Nat, so I'm not as, I'm fine.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.